689.
This is the News on Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Fallout on Capitol Hill, tackling tax reform. I'm Ann Cates. Michigan Congressman John Conyers will step down as the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee amid sexual misconduct allegations. And Senator Al Franken has told a Minneapolis newspaper that he is embarrassed and ashamed by groping accusations. Senator Rob Portman tells NBC's Meet the Press that sexual harassment is a real issue for Congress.
With regard to the situation in the House and Senate, outrageous to me that over the years there has been taxpayer funding used for settlements without any notification or transparency. And also, I think it's wrong the way victims are treated because they have to go through a laborious process. And it's true that some victims would prefer to keep to keep it private. That's fine. They should have the right to do that. But they should also have an expedited process to be able to bring their complaints.
The Senate will begin working on tax reform. Senator Dick Durbin, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says the overhaul benefits only the GOP and the rich.
$1.5 trillion added to the deficit, threatening Medicare and Social Security, tax breaks for the wealthiest people in America and the biggest corporations. Meanwhile, the tax breaks for working families, half of them will see a tax increase, half a tax break. Those disappear.
It may be a record-breaking Cyber Monday tomorrow. Correspondent David Daniel.
If you're not into the push and shove of Black Friday sales, well, you're in luck. Cyber Monday begins this evening, where you'll get a second shot at all the big holiday deals. Some of the largest online retailers, such as Amazon, Walmart, and Jet.com, will be rolling out new deals and big savings on electronics and toys for Cyber Monday. You can even get a jumpstart shopping with Amazon Sunday evening if you use Amazon's Alexa voice assistant.
Analysts at Adobe Digital Insights predict Cyber Monday sales tomorrow could top $6.5 billion, up almost 17% to a new record. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollandBranch.com.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
A new report suggests ISIS is using Hollywood heroes to target Western recruits.
Maybe it's the character Bruce Willis plays in Die Hard.
Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew?
Or Clint Eastwood's role in High Plains Drifter.
If you want to get acquainted, why don't you just say so?
The Chicago Project on Security and Threats analyzed some 1,400 ISIS-made videos, finding that many suggest recruits can be heroes, just like a movie icon. The Security Center's Robert Pape says the extremists use videos that follow nearly step-by-step a screenwriter's blueprint for heroic storytelling, and their success is strong enough that other militants copy them. Terrorism experts still say most recruitment efforts center on religious extremism. I'm Jan Johnson.
Coco is the new top movie, bringing in more than $71 million in its debut weekend for the third best Thanksgiving opening ever. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollandBranch.com.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. Their families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcast and Google Play.
For today, look for mostly sunny skies, a northerly wind at 5 miles per hour, high temperature of 57 degrees. Tonight, dropping back to 31, frosty and cold once again under clear skies. For your Monday, look for lots of sunshine, a high of 57, back to 34 Monday into Tuesday. Tuesday brings more sunshine. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
It's time now for State Your Case with George Korda on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. State Your Case is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Now, here's your host, George Korda.
Good afternoon. Welcome to State Your Case. I'm George Korda, your host here on News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. Let's see. For those of you who follow me on Facebook and who read my promotion for today's show, it's exactly opposite of what I said because I got it exactly backwards. And here's the deal. Coming up this first hour, Jamie Satterfield, the legal writer, the rock star of crime, for the Knoxville News Sentinel, will be my guest. And then in the second hour, I'm going to talk about several things, one of which is this business going on in Alabama. One of which is there's a, with Roy Moore, and the other is there, an interesting thing. There's an editor for a magazine called Teen Vogue, apparently goes out to mainly teen girls, who says she's not the least bit concerned if men are falsely accused of sexual harassment. That's just a price men got to pay for something. And then you may have heard a few days ago, a Border Patrol agent on the border with Mexico was killed and his partner severely injured. And that story's disappeared. Why has that story disappeared? So we'll get into that. But first, I welcome Jamie Satterfield.
Hey.
I said legal writer, court reporter,
rock star.
I said that. I got the rock star.
Legal affairs correspondent.
Legal.
See, you can't do it the way I do it.
Well, yeah, I can. Watch. Okay. Legal affairs.
Ooh,
correspondent.
That's
the,
even better.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I'm a broadcast professional. And Jamie makes a once a month visit here where we talk about, I guess, legal stuff.
Yeah.
That she's covering. If you were on, this is something I'm going to bring up in the second hour, but I'm just curious. If you were on the border, if you were with a newspaper on the border of Mexico and a Border Patrol agent had his head smashed in to the point where he was dead and his partner was hospitalized. I've looked this up. It's like 4 or 5 days since the last story was done on this thing.
That's kind of amazing, really. I'd want to know how that came about. I think I'd be doing some digging.
Well, the easy conventional wisdom sort of thing is that the media generally doesn't want to suggest that people coming over the border illegally are violent. Therefore, it's just not covering the story.
You know, I've been around enough in the news business that when I started, when you referred to someone who was here in the country illegally, it was illegal immigrant. No, alien. It was alien. Illegal alien. And then we moved to illegal immigrant. And now it's like some weird thing. It's like, I can't even think of the name of it.
Undocumented?
Yeah, that's it. Undocumented. Yeah, yeah.
Undocumented means you showed up without documents, which means you're here illegally.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's like the same person we're talking about, the same, method of entry into the country, but we keep changing the label. We do nothing else, but we keep changing that label.
Yeah, that's actually the subject this week of my yet to be, I'm going to send it in tonight, of my KnoxNews.com column.
Nah.
It's about how I've been in the most interesting conversations. You were nice enough to stay around last time you were on.
Yeah.
When we talked about this whole, bubbled up with the sexual harassment thing. What I've discovered is that there's a new buzzword out there.
Mm-hmm.
To shut down. Well, it's not new. It's been around for a while, but it's really taken hold in the last few months to shut down any dissent. And it's called whataboutism.
Yes.
See, for example,
my son introduced me to that phrase over the holidays.
Yeah. For example, if somebody says, what's his name? Moore. I wanted to say Roger Moore, but that's not right.
Roy Moore.
Roy. Roy Moore in Alabama just simply declares this guy is a pedophile sexual predator. And you ask them, well, on what, not, that may be true, but on what evidence are you saying that? Well, it's on the basis of these girls saying so. Then you say, well, but at the same time, you deny that Bill Clinton was a sexual predator on the basis of the women who said so. And the response is, you're playing whataboutism.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I'm trying to figure out your principles. I mean, you're silent on Clinton. You defend Clinton. You excuse Clinton. Or you blame the women who accused him. But over here, with Moore, it's, they're absolutely telling the truth. The guy is absolutely a predator. He's absolutely a pedophile. And anybody who says differently, anybody who even says, well, maybe we ought to find out, is defending a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to stop people from having any discussion, debate on any topic.
I'm going to have to learn how to do that, George.
Yeah.
I'm lost in society right now.
I mean, it's really quite extraordinary. If I was watching MSNBC yesterday, Ms. Legal Rockstar.
Yes.
And I heard a woman say on a panel that they had, any mother who defends an accused sexual predator or pedophile has a special place in hell.
Hmm.
Well, then I thought, well, wouldn't that be true of the accused's attorney? Would not that be true of the jury if he goes to trial and the jury says there's no evidence here to convict this guy and they find him innocent? Would the jury not then be subject to a special place in hell? And would anybody who says, wait a minute, the evidence doesn't fit the allegation or the charge, well, you have a special place. What frightens me, Jamie, and you're around courts all the time. Mm-hmm. What frightens me is that there are adults that are willing to say, on the basis of allegation, that guy's guilty. He's guilty without question. And therefore, anybody who suggests even remotely, even question it. And if you do, you're defending a pedophile. That's scary to me.
Well, and it's that line of thinking that we bring to juries. So we bring in folks who are very rigid in their opinions and their beliefs. And so you can imagine if you are sitting next to a fella who says, I am innocent of that child rape charge, and you've got that kind of person on the jury, even if they say, yes, Your Honor, I can be fair, they've got some really deeply held beliefs. And so that's what makes our system, that's some of the perils of our system. It's great that we have a system in which citizens get to decide these issues of liberty and life, but that kind of thinking makes me uneasy about where we're headed in terms of our judicial system as well, on both sides. You have some folks who are just rigid about that could not have happened, you know, and then you have folks who, absent any proof whatsoever, declare somebody guilty. You know, we see that. I see that regularly in the process of jury selection. It's very important now for lawyers to really examine the folks who are in the jury pool.
Well, the thing that is so pronounced now in terms of the things we're talking about is politics.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might hate Roy Moore for his conservative politics. Therefore, the allegations are a vehicle with which to potentially destroy him. Therefore, he's guilty without question.
Right.
And on that basis, this is the other part of it. Anybody's life, career, and life can be destroyed irrevocably on the basis of allegation. Well, you've been alleged to have done this. There's a former Sentinel reporter who came on and talked, came on Facebook and said, this guy is absolutely guilty. And I said, wait a minute, have you examined the evidence? Have you interviewed witnesses? Have you taken depositions? Have you corroborated again? I mean, I'm not saying he isn't guilty. He might have done everything he's being accused of. But how, on the basis of your reading a few news articles, do you come to that conclusion? You know what he said? She was 14, George. I understand that. But I'm trying to get to, what are the principles of justice you're willing to pursue or ignore?
Due process. Due process.
You know what I was told?
Baked into the Constitution.
You know what he said? She was 14. You're defending a pedophile. I said, listen to what you're saying. You're a grown up. I'm not saying he's not guilty. He might be guilty of sin. But I don't know that. And you don't know that. But you're making a declarative judgment without question on the basis of news reports. And news reports can change. Unfriended. Because I invited some of the folks that were telling me that I had no right to suggest that there might be more to the story to come on the show, unfriended.
Yeah.
But here are friends you can always count on. The folks at Christian Healthcare Ministries. If you are a Christian and you are wondering, what am I going to do about my healthcare costs? Here's a suggestion for you. Go to the web and look up Christian Healthcare Ministries, plural, or type in chministries.org. You're going to get a lot of information about a health cost sharing ministry that is helping thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, Christian members across the country, take care of their medical bills. It's people sharing together. It's not a profit-making organization. Not that there is a thing wrong with that. That's hallmark of the American system. It's just not what it does. And if you get an expensive illness, if you get a serious illness, nobody gets their monthly financial gifts raised or gets canceled or has to do a physical or anything like that to be a member. It's affordable, it's biblical, it's compassionate. If you are a Christian person and are thinking, all right, I'm hearing this, but I don't know how it works. Of course you don't. Go to the website, chministries.org, or call them at 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225, Christian Healthcare Ministries.
I'm Tony Benedetti with Republic Plastics. Recently, I did a recruiting campaign with News Talk 98.7 looking for new hires here in Knoxville. I never used radio before, and it worked great. Thanks to my account executive, Brian Tatum, who was awesome, very knowledgeable, and walked me through the entire process to have the best campaign for Republic Plastics. I would highly recommend giving Brian a call at 865-382-1268. Again, call Brian at 865-382-1268 and let him work for you.
Black Friday savings begin early at Pandora Jewelry. Starting Wednesday, November 22nd, buy any two pieces of jewelry and get a third free. Yours to gift to someone special or keep it all to yourself. Find something for everyone on your holiday list. Shop Pandora Jewelry now. Buy two full-priced items, get one free while supplies last at participating retailers. Limit three per person. Selection may vary by store. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Shop the Black Friday savings, November 22nd through November 27th at the Westtown Mall Pandora store. Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local businesses.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollAndBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollAndBranch.com.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. Their families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcast and Google Play.
This is Halloran. Next episode, how much of your shopping are you doing online? Cyber Monday and the shift in shopping. We'll talk about that change and what it means. Pop quiz at 4, top 3 at 3. Triple H Radio Experience, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm George Corder, your host. Jamie Satterfield's my guest. We were just talking about the football coach. Let me read you on Google the three top stories about UT football coach. From the state reports, Tennessee Volunteers football hires Greg Schiano, who is the defensive coordinator at Ohio State University. That's 2 hours ago. 7 hours ago, CBSSports.com, John Gruden talking to Tennessee Volunteers about coaching vacancy. Then the next one over, which is the Sentinel, USA Today, UT Vols finalizing deal with Ohio State defense coordinator Greg Schiano. And then the next story down, Tennessee fans protest potential Greg Schiano hiring.
That cracks me up.
Now here's from KnoxNews.com. UT Vols Greg Schiano finalizing deal. 7 hours ago. That's CBS again. Nobody's asking me my opinion.
Hey, my thing is, you know, whoever it is, I'll tweet it out. I really don't care.
Yeah, it's not like I'm getting...
And really, the truth is, the only reason I went, okay, Butch has got to go, is when he used fake news. That was enough for me. I thought, a football coach? Really, buddy? You're going to get political? Bye.
When coaches start blaming the media for the trouble,
exactly.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the phone in the newsroom's been ringing quite a bit since I've been down in Chattanooga for this pilot flying J fraud trial.
Okay, yeah, bring us up to date on that, Jamie. How's it going down there?
You know, it's going. It's been really interesting.
Oh, let me do something. In case anybody has, we're going to be talking about legal stuff, because that's what she does.
Yeah.
If you have a comment or a question about anything that she brings up, she being Jamie Satterfield, the legal crime rock star of East Tennessee, Our numbers are 656-8255, #987, free call on U.S. Cellular, toll free, 800-951-8255. So, how's the pilot flying J trial?
Well, you know, a mini primer is what was happening was I would, as a pilot sales guy, say to you, Mr. Trucking Company owner, I'm going to give you 6 cents off a gallon, but in reality, I'm paying you 3 cents off a gallon. And what the trial is showing us of four people we got on trial, including the former president, Mark Hazelwood, is this was wide open. They had sales training meetings about this stuff. There's emails out the wazoo. I mean, it really, the audacity of it has been very fascinating to watch. And now, of course, the question, we've had 14 former pilot folks plead guilty, most of them executives, but some of them just sales support staff. And then we had two granted immunity, and we got four on trial now. Jimmy Haslam, chief executive officer, not charged, but paying close attention to the coverage. That's why the phone's been ringing in the newsroom. It's, you know, but really, what I have been so surprised about is that this was baked into the training materials, baked into the policy manual.
Wait, to cheat?
Yes. Yes. The groundwork was there in 2008. They redid their sales manual to allow for these rebate discounts. But from the get-go, the evidence so far has shown that from the beginning, the plan was to do exactly what's taking place. The idea being, there are some trucking companies that are all about, it's called optimization. You can get software that tells you when you should get your trucks fueled, where, and it's very precise.
Uh-huh.
Because that's your biggest expense. Think about it. But other trucking companies, especially those that use independent truckers, they just are not on top of their game. And fuel prices are changing constantly. That's another thing I was interested about is we see a shift, you know, maybe overnight. These things are changing on the hours and across the country. And so if you're not on top of your game, if Joe Salesman there tells you he's going to give you a discount, you're getting some money every month from Pilot. How would you know? That's how this thing morphed into a $92 million that they can prove, $92 million fraud scheme. Pilot Flying J, the trial has shown, would not be the giant it is today but for this fraud scheme.
Seriously?
Yes, because it's not just about the $92 million. What it's about is getting these trucking companies to commit to Pilot. That was the key. That's why I'm offering you a discount in the first place, right?
Right.
I'm saying to you, I'll give you 6 cents off a gallon, but you gotta bring so many gallons to me. That's the deal. It's back and forth. So they were getting by promising the discounts. They were luring trucking companies away from other truck stop firms like TA and Love's. Of course, they soaked up Flying J, but. But so they're luring business away, and that allowed them to expand. And on top of that, they're not paying out the discounts that they're promising. So and they're collecting that money. One question that's been asked of me just by Joe Blow out in the public kind of thing is who was really making the money? Was it the sales guys? They get commission. Support staff, they get commission. Honestly, sales guy, even the higher executives, the proceeds, if you will, from this fraud might have added them $30,000-$40,000 a year to their paycheck. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
The support staff, maybe 10, 15 bucks a transaction. Not bad, a few extra $1,000. But we're talking $92 million. Where did all that go? Into Pilot Flying J. And that's why the board of directors of Pilot Flying J entered a criminal enforcement agreement. No way you can beat that. Jimmy Haslam, on the other hand, received a target letter early on. He has a criminal defense attorney. He is not charged. He denies any knowledge of it whatsoever. So that's where we're at with it.
So based on what you've seen at the trial,
sure,
this was a pilot, not just some people saying, hey, we got a way to to pad our paychecks a little bit over here. Let's do this and keep it between ourselves. This was a policy.
Based on the evidence we've seen so far, this was a policy that, of course, this training manual doesn't say, the sales manual doesn't say, oh, and rip off truckers. But certainly the foundation was laid, and from the top, as far as we've seen in trial, and that would be evidence against President Mark Hazelwood, some evidence against Jimmy, very little, but some. But mainly from Hazelwood on down, this is openly discussed in emails that get transferred to different people. Nothing about this hidden. Really nothing about this hidden. The one division that I thought was interesting, where they did make the confessed conspirators in this case made a conscious effort to keep the finance department, and particularly Mitch Steenrod, if I'm saying that right, chief financial officer, they intentionally kept him out of the loop, and that's why they did it manually, so that he would not see these changes in the numbers. That was openly discussed. We got to keep it from Steenrod. Why? I don't know if Steenrod was just this particularly, you know, a guy, integrity giant, and everybody was, you know what, I don't know why that is, that hasn't come out. But early on, and the reason I wanted to say that was because early on, Steenrod was identified as a suspect. It was one of the questions. Did he know? What did he know? Clearly, this trial so far has shown that not only did he not know, but there was a conscious effort to keep him from knowing.
All right, well, we're going to continue our conversation with Jamie Satterfield as soon as we come back from this break, because this is, I mean, this is a serious issue for this area.
Mm-hmm.
As she holds up her Pilot Flying J coffee cup.
I've got one of those reward cards.
All right, now, speaking of rewards, you will get rewards. You will be rewarded by excellent service. You know, I'm on my Segway game here today.
You are.
You'll be rewarded by excellent service and great deals on tires and thoroughly trained mechanics at Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. I am glancing at their really quite well-done website, even as we speak, and I'm looking at these things scroll by. Here's $70 back on Michelin. And here's one, $70 back on Bridgestone tires. And now here's the specials just keep rolling by. So you can take advantage of them. You can look up what tires they have based on their specials, which is pretty good. You don't have to call somebody up and say, hey, can you tell me if you have these? You can look right here. They have are you due for service? Get a quote. Schedule an appointment. Auto repair news. Let's see here. 2015, best of the best. 2014, Reader's Choice favorite, New Sentinel. Daily Times, because they have a location in Maryville. Reader's Choice. Look, Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair has been around for 60-plus years. When you're a, small, medium-sized business, you don't survive that long unless you're taking care of people. They'll take care of you. And they'll do it at one of four locations: Athens, Maryville, Knoxville, or Lenoir City. You can go to the website, matlocktireservice.com, matlocktireservice.com. Let them serve you for tires and auto repair. And you know what? You'll come away thinking, I know why they've been in business more than 60 years. These are great folks. Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. We'll be right back.
Want to have a stunning, bug-free, shaded room to enjoy the outdoors? Diversified Enclosures and Screening can do that while adding value to your home. Whether you want a new deck with a maintenance-free deck railing system or a screened-in or windowed sunroom, Diversified Enclosures and Screening uses cutting-edge products, and they do business the old-fashioned way with integrity and reasonable prices. From design to installation, the team at Diversified has you covered. Call Diversified Enclosures and Screening now at 453-6780 or online at sunandscreen.com.
When the Titans play, amazing things often happen.
Wow! He just went 92 yards on third and 11.
You never know what will happen or when.
Yes!
But you do know where to hear amazing Titans moments.
Game days on Titans Radio.
Titans football coverage on News Talk 98.7 is brought to you in part by Image Matters, Tennessee's largest Xerox digital technology partner. Image Matters, technology you need, people you trust.
Standard Kitchen and Bath has been East Tennessee's premier source for professional kitchen and bath sales and design since 1956. Owners Larry and Scott Finley are local. You can trust them for custom and affordable cabinetry lines, whether you're remodeling or building brand new, like American-made Mauser cabinetry. You're just one call away from the kitchen or bath you've always dreamed of. Call 694-0068 or go to standardkitchen.com, or better yet, stop by their exciting showroom on Kingston Pike next to Grayson Hyundai.
Bite into the crispy crust with just the right amount of spice, and you'll taste the tender, juicy, succulent chicken that is Gus's world-famous fried chicken. Started 60 years ago in Mason, Tennessee, with a secret family recipe, word about Gus's fried chicken has spread throughout the world. Thanks to GQ Magazine voting them one of their top 10 meals to fly to, and Yelp voting Gus's number 58 in the country in their top 100 restaurants. Locally owned, Gus's is now in Knoxville next to Savelli's on Sutherland Avenue. With their sweet sides and homemade pies, Gus's has been voted the best fried chicken in every city they've gone to. Make your way to Sutherland Avenue and experience Gus's world-famous fried chicken. This Friday morning at 9, go online to newstalk987.com to catch a sweet deal to Gus's world-famous fried chicken. Sweet deals are your chance to experience some of the finest restaurants and attractions East Tennessee has to offer at unbeatable values. Don't miss this one, going live Friday morning at 9.
Don't miss the annual Black Friday sales event at Lenoir City Ford this weekend, our biggest and most popular sales weekend of the year. Black Friday sales event include 0% financing up to 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash on the entire lineup of new 2017 Ford models, plus a $500 Visa gift card. That's right. With the purchase of any new 2017 Ford vehicle, receive a $500 Visa gift card just in time for Christmas. But that's not all. Lenoir City Ford's latest power buy is a 2016 Nissan Versa SV from $10,900 or $169 a month with no down payment. Choose four-door sedan or the four-door hatchback. Fully loaded with power windows, locks, tilt, cruise control, 35 mpg plus more from $10,900 or $169 a month. Don't miss the Black Friday sale this weekend and get a $500 Visa gift card when you purchase a new 2017 Ford vehicle. Take I-75 to exit 81 and go 1 mile east, or see us at LenoirCityFord.com.
For today, look for lots of sunshine, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, a high temperature of 57. Tonight, with mostly clear skies, we fall back to 31. Frosty, cold start once again to your Monday. Then for your Monday, look for lots of sunshine by the afternoon with a high of 57. 34 Monday night into Tuesday, and then Tuesday with sunshine, we have 62. For the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
State Case. I'm George Korda. Jamie Satterfield is my guest. We're on News Talk 98.7, the News and Talk of East Tennessee. I just keep you updated.
Yeah.
I just typed in Google UT football coach search. Now Gruden's disappeared.
Ah, okay.
Now it's Knoxville News Sentinel. According to USA Today, UT Vols finalizing deal with Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano. SB Nation says Tennessee coaching search. Vols reportedly close to hiring Greg Schiano. Yahoo Sports is a little more definitive. Tennessee hiring Ohio State defensive coordinator Greg Schiano. And let's see. TennesseeSports.com. Tennessee nearing deal with Schiano as new football coach. SEC country, Tennessee coaching search may be over. That's 19 hours ago.
Here's what happened.
That's like last year.
This is one of those insider baseball things that you know, but most people don't, is like when you're in a competitive environment on a story and one outlet goes up with it, you know, maybe they're hedging just a little and you're calling all your sources and you're like, and you get maybe a half of a confirmation, and then it builds. So then the second person starts reporting it, third outlet comes in and goes, well, we got two now, we don't even need to confirm, and next thing right. You know, you've got him hired and
which is fired. Why, which is why close to, near, in talks, nearing fire. Yeah, that's nearing the end, nearing the close. Just, that's your safety valve.
Yeah.
Because if you say, boom, they're hiring this guy, and then they don't. And
see, I can't do that. I can't go, maybe convicted, you know.
Yeah.
I got to be a little more careful with that one.
Yeah, we actually had at the newspaper where I worked, we had a reporter who was covering it was terrible. It was an abuse case of parents, or maybe it was, you know, the inevitable boyfriend of the mother. Mm. Anyway, as I recall, and this is a long time ago now, it had something to do with steel wool on very delicate parts of this girl. I think that's right. It's a long time. Anyway, but my point is, he was in, I guess, the prosecutor's office. And the prosecutor was telling him about what was going to be testified to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Then the prosecutor gets up and leaves the office, leaves the file open.
Uh-oh.
On the desk. So this guy writes it all down. Story appears saying, this is what either...
is going to happen.
Yeah. And it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. It was a continuance or something.
Yeah.
And look, I had never seen up to that point an above the fold banner headline correction.
Mm, yeah.
Now, he wasn't with us after that. But assuming anything in a court environment is a dangerous thing.
But then that's an old tactic, or technique rather, is I have lots of sources over my career, 30 years now, that leave something on the desk for me to look at. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But you gotta be careful with it.
I learned how to read upside down.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm bad about that. You can't sit next to me. I'm not checking your phone out. I got, you know. And it used to make me mad when people would, you'd be at some social function and everybody's got to say, don't quote me on that. My response was, you don't say anything worth quoting, which I didn't get invited to a lot of social stuff, as you can imagine. But the truth is, I'm always eavesdropping, always, just for that little, you know, bit of information that might be useful
might lead
one
to
day.
Something. this whole thing about what's happening at Pilot, I mean, you know, it's a very important company in our world.
Yeah.
And its credibility is therefore important to all of us.
Here's another reason I'm finding it important is that it would be nice to think that this is kind of rare. But, you know, my daughter last week, she has been paying on some furniture or something she bought, and she had specifically said, I don't want this particular, I think it was insurance or something, not paying real close attention to her statements, and for whatever reason she looks at it and realizes that for the last, 6 months or so, she's been charged for something she specifically said she did not want. Well, you know, they're kind of pocketing that money.
Right.
And if she had not known, now, was it intentional or not? Don't know. But you know, it really kind of put me on guard that when a company, to be more responsible as a consumer.
Yes.
You know, because ultimately, these trucking companies, the reason that some were victims and some were not, or some were better at doing their homework in terms of running their business. Does that make anything that the defrauding right? No. But that was the logic here. And so it made me think. And then when my daughter said that, I thought, you know, I really need to pay more attention to when a business tells me I'm either going to pay something or not going to pay something, that I actually look and see, is this the way it's happening?
Yeah. The thing we all would like is the old time, stick out your hand, shake the other guy's hand, my word is my bond type of thing. But it's
you
so
know,
seldom works out that way.
It is. And I have to say that probably my husband and I were just dirt poor when we married. And our house would not exist but for Carl Ombe Hardware in Sevier County. That guy would give you credit. I mean, the old time credit of you bought plywood and he wrote it down and this is how much you owed. But here's the beauty part. People paid him, uh-huh. You know. So really, we bought an old house and had to remodel. Would not have happened but for that family-owned business providing that kind of resource for us. So I miss that in some ways. I understand why it can't happen in these days. But, yeah, I mean, I caught coming this morning, actually. I was listening to NPR, and they were talking about this Consumer Protection Bureau and who was going to head it, and there's controversy mm-hmm. and all that. I perked up over that simply because I've been covering this pilot trial, and it's just made me much more aware of my responsibility as a consumer.
Sometimes it's not what companies don't do, it's what they don't tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the key to this fraud scheme that the government has been reinforcing to the jury is, it was the lie. It was the lie. It was telling you I'm going to do something and not doing it and not telling you.
Yeah. The thing that pops into my mind, then we got to go to break, is back in the late 70s when we got back from Germany, when I got out of the Army, my father-in-law had bought a Volkswagen Rabbit. And we took over payments, and my wife and I had the Rabbit, paid him the, you know, what was in it, mm-hmm. and took over the payments. This thing was, it was the nightmare on any street. This thing, it couldn't go 3 days without breaking something. And one of the most just nightmarish things about it was that it would burn about a quart of oil every 250 miles.
No.
And I would take this into the shop. I took it to Volkswagen dealers. I took it in. And, oh, I don't know. You got to rebuild your whole engine. You got to do. So anyway, we moved from Florida to Nashville. And I took this thing in for its, you know, daily service one time for something or other. And I mentioned to the guy behind the counter at the service desk, yeah, by the way, have you ever heard about these things burning? Oh, yeah, that's this. And I said, how do you know that? Nobody's been able to tell me. I said, oh, yeah, we all know it. He said,
exactly.
There was, listen to this. He told me there was a silent recall.
Really? How does that work?
If you bring it in and complain about it, they're supposed to tell you that it is a problem and fix it. But if you don't bring it in and complain about it, they don't have to tell you squat.
That's clever.
And I got a thing right now where I got a Ford Mustang. I got a letter from Ford 2 years ago saying there was danger on the right hand airbag.
Right.
And that parts would be available soon. But every 6 months, I go down to the Ford dealership. I say, parts in yet? No. But it's supposed to be dangerous.
Yeah.
And you call and ask about it, not the dealership. And you, we're working on it. We're trying to get it. You get this mm-hmm. PR announcement. And it's what they don't tell you. I got to do this break, then we'll come back. All right, now, Rick Terry Jewelry Design. 'Tis the season, folks, to be going to see Rick Terry, going to see him or his team at any of their locations, one of which is downtown Knoxville in the Arcade Building on Gay Street. One is in the at the south. You can find it. It's Kingston Pike. I never can remember which direction is which. Kingston Pike, Campbell Station Road intersection out in Farragut, across from the now-closed Phillips 66 station. That might help. And then Lenore City, between Lenore Mill, Lenore City proper, and the interstate in the Lenore Mill Shopping Center. If you want to see how Rick Terry can take care of you from a gift standpoint for Christmas, then by all means go to his website, rickterryjewelry.com. You will be impressed, I believe, by several things. Number one, just the sheer beauty of the items that they offer for sale. Number two, the things that Rick Terry can do in terms of redesigning, recreating, or creating their own. It's getting pretty late now, I would think, to do a create-your-own piece of jewelry, but you don't know till you ask. And besides, you got gift needs all year long. And when that box opens up and the person you want to be impressed goes, whoa, it's a great feeling. I can tell you this from personal experience. So Rick Terry Jewelry Design. Three locations, as I said, rickterryjewelry.com. Look it up. Folks, he wants to be your jeweler. You'll be delighted you made that decision.
This is Sammy Sawyer, also known as East Tennessee's own Barney Fife. And here at The Rock, we have two basic rules.
Now, Barney, we're not at The Rock. We're at the Tennessee Theater.
Well, we still have rules. And rule number one is obey all rules.
Okay, Barney. And what would rule number two be?
Rule number two, you must attend the James A. Dick Mighty Musical Monday featuring Dr. Bill Snyder on the Mighty Wurlitzer. It's big.
Ooh, that sounds exciting, Barney. When does this all happen?
It happens every first Monday of each month at high noon. And every month we spotlight different performers and celebrity MCs offering artistic diversity.
That's a whole lot of entertainment. How much is it going to cost me?
Cost? There is no cost. You can afford it, thanks to the vision of James A. Dick. This way, East Tennessee can experience the arts in the Tennessee's crown jewel, the historic Tennessee Theater. Doors open at 11:30, and I'll greet you then. It's big. Really big.
Hi, I'm Andrew, service manager at European Auto Garage. European Auto Garage has been servicing East Tennessee's European cars and Sprinter van community for 10 years.
European Auto Garage, now fully operational at our new facility on Lovell Road, is proud to announce out of hundreds of shops nationwide, we were voted Outstanding Independent Shop of the Year by the BMW Car Club of America.
At European Auto Garage, we would love to meet you to help create a personalized service plan to keep your European car on the road for a long time. Come to European Auto Garage for all of your Michelin tire needs. Visit us at European Auto Garage, 1229 Lovell Road between Turkey Creek and Pellissippi. Look for the big red barn up on the hill. Like us on Instagram and Facebook. European Auto Garage, 865-862-5270 and EuropeanAutoGarage.com. European Auto Garage, 865-862-5270. EuropeanAutoGarage.com.
Fall is here, and the days are getting shorter, but the amazing colors of autumn will light up East Tennessee. If the kaleidoscope of fall colors in your landscape gets overshadowed by a not-so-attractive garage door, call Williams Door Company. Williams can improve the curb appeal of your home for seasons to come with a new Clopay garage door. Williams Door Company delivers quality Clopay garage doors at a great value and then backs their products up with incomparable service. If you've ever purchased a garage door from Williams Door Company, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Williams Door Company plus Clopay garage doors equals customer satisfaction. And don't forget, if your existing garage door needs a tune-up, call the professionals at Williams for fast, reliable service. Williams Door Company on Sherway Road in West Knoxville, on Lee Highway in Chattanooga, or by calling 539-0222.
Williams Door Company.
That's 539-0222.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
State your case, my guest Jamie Satterfield. Jamie, what other murder and mayhem are you focused on?
Well, coming up first week of December, we've got the Xavier Dobson case. Oh. You can't hardly watch ESPN without knowing who that young man was. A 15-year-old Knoxville teenager from Fulton, football player. He was killed in what has been billed as gang violence. He was not a gang member. He was innocent, hanging out with his friends. So that case is set to start December 4 with jury selection, and we're calling in 500 jurors. Because how do you, when your victim is a national hero who President Obama mentioned in the State of the Union, you know, that's a real concern for the defense. Usually the concern is, does everybody hate the defendant? In this case, most people don't even know who these young men who are accused are, but they sure as heck know who Xavier Dobson is. And so there's been a lot of discussion about how we're going to get a fair jury. And so Judge Sword has called in 500 folks for that.
It really speaks to presidents keeping out of criminal issues.
You know, politicians in general, I just bristle when I hear them sort of insert themselves in a case, because we get this very issue. It makes it harder for justice to be done. I'm not specifically saying anything about what Obama said or how he used Xavier Dobson, but in general, when I see that happen, the first thing I think of, thanks for poisoning the jury pool.
Yeah, well, this guy in Charlottesville that's accused of running down the woman with his charger. I mean, Trump came out and said, this guy's a murderer.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the president of the United States is out there talking about somebody being a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does anybody who heard that maintain any kind of objectivity in the jury box?
Right. It's a concern. I think that politicians need to be more responsible about that. Of course, George, I will say, as a media member, why am I asking that question? I saw an AP story on the first day of this pilot trial where they asked Bill Haslam, our governor, I can't even remember the ridiculous question, but it was basically, are you guilty? Are you going to be a witness? Bill Haslam had nothing to do with any of this stuff other than he's a Haslam and gets money from the business. But you know what I mean? It was absurd.
Yeah.
And so sometimes with that, I want to go, why are you asking a politician what he thinks about what happens in Charlotte? You know?
Jamie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to be back for the next hour. We're going to talk about several, I think, compelling topics, whether you think it or not. That's another issue. Here on State Your Case, I'm George Cordes. Stick with us. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee.
The Titans get back to work Thanksgiving week as they go to Lucas Oil Stadium to play the Indianapolis Colts for an AFC South division battle. The award-winning Titans countdown is on the air at noon Eastern. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis call all the action of Titans and Colts with a 1 Eastern kickoff. This Sunday, it's Titans and Colts on this Titans radio station.
On your home for the Titans, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You've seen their work in Neyland Stadium and Bridgestone Arena, Wilderness at the Smokies, fine restaurants everywhere. They won the 2017 Best of Howe's Award for Best Design and Service. Whether commercial or home countertops, expect the best from Smoky Mountain Tops. Partnering with the leading quartz and natural stone suppliers, Smoky Mountain Tops uses state-of-the-art machinery and an artisan's approach to create beautiful, functional custom countertops. From fabrication to installation, they aim to exceed your expectations and make your kitchen, bathroom, any room look brilliant. Specializing in the finest granite, marble, and quartz surfaces and top-quality sinks, come see what Smoky Mountain Tops can do for you with locations in Knoxville and Nashville, or visit SmokyMountainTops.com. Fully accredited with the Marble Institute of America, family-owned with 20 years of experience in the stone and solid surface industry. Smoky Mountain Tops. Unmatched service, highest quality.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollAndBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollAndBranch.com.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. The families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcast and Google Play.
This
is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Dave brought me my coffee in bed the one morning along with our Fidelity report through May. It was unbelievable what we had made in the month of May and then what we had made from year to date. And we didn't start trading until the end of January. And our account since January 23rd when we started the trade was up $97,000.
To hear the rest of their incredible story and to see the real proof, go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You don't have to be some slick trader or know a bunch of fancy terms. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. Do it today.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Congress grapples with sexual misconduct. Who heads a federal agency? I'm Ann Cates. Congressman John Conyers is stepping down from a key committee role over sexual harassment allegations. And Senator Al Franken says he is ashamed about accusations he groped women. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock tells ABC's This Week a resolution she has introduced will tackle the issue.
It will mandate training for all members and staff, but that is just a small beginning. What we're then going to do is have more hearings on best practices, have in-person training, so it's much more interactive. So our youngest staffers, interns like I was, are going to know what their rights are and know maybe some of the dangers that are out there. We're going to say, you know, no more secret payments, no taxpayer payments for any of this.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has two leaders, a deputy named by the departing director and White House budget official Mick Mulvaney, tapped by President Trump. Senator Dick Durbin, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says the law is clear.
It's a watchdog agency. Wall Street hates it like the devil hates holy water, and they're trying to put an end to it with Mr. Mulvaney stepping into Cordray's spot. But the statute is specific, it's clear, and it says that the deputy shall take over.
Cyber Monday may land in the record book.
Every year, retailers have been expanding their holiday sales to last longer and longer. But Adobe predicts $6.6 billion in Cyber Monday sales. Best deals? Entrepreneur Magazine says watch for hour-by-hour discounts, also day-long deals on laptops, 4K TVs, and game consoles. For what you play on them, games, movies, and binge-worthy TV shows, we'll probably see some deep discounts, too. And keep an eye on clothing. Everything from winter boots and jeans to some high-end fashion items are likely to see price chops. I'm Jan Johnson.
Shoppers spent $5 billion online on Black Friday. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Bull & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BowlandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BowlandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BowlandBranch.com.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
A new movie is tops at the box office.
The animated feature Coco earned just over $72 million its first week in theaters, making it the weekend's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. Justice League made $481 million in 10 days and is in second place this weekend.
What are your superpowers again?
I'm rich. Wonder, starring Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson, Thor Ragnarok, and Daddy's Home 2 rounded out the top five. I'm Mike Kremidis.
Stolen packages can put a damper on the holiday season. A recent study by video security company Blink shows people in rural areas have a higher chance of being victimized by a porch Grinch. North Dakota residents are about 26 times more likely to have their holiday packages stolen than the average American. Other states with high package theft rates include Vermont, Alaska, and New Mexico. One in 10 adults say they've had a package stolen right off their front porch. I'm Ann Cates.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Bull & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to bollandbranch.com right now. Save 25% at bollandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at bollandbranch.com.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. Their families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcast and Google Play.
For today, look for mostly sunny skies, a northerly wind at 5 miles per hour, high temperature of 57 degrees. Tonight, dropping back to 31, frosty and cold once again under clear skies. For your Monday, look for lots of sunshine, a high of 57, back to 34 Monday into Tuesday. Tuesday brings more sunshine. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
It's time now for State Your Case with George Korda on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. State Your Case is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Now, here's your host, George Korda.
Welcome back to State Your Case. I'm George Korda, your host. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. Seems like everybody's groping everybody out there. If you were listening to the original or the first part of my conversation with Jamie Satterfield in New Sentinel, it's really quite extraordinary, and this is a political thing. How so many people are so quick to come to judgments based on what they read or hear. Say, well, it must be true. Absolutely has to be true. Can't be anything but true. How could it not be true? And, you know, I'm not sure that a lot of people aren't just simply screening out a good deal of what we're hearing and seeing in the news. Every now and then I just click between CNN, Fox, and MSNBC to see if they're talking about anything other than Donald Trump. Anything at all other than Donald Trump. And the reality is almost never. And I was thinking about this, you know, terrible thing that happened up in Charlottesville, where that woman was killed by some allegedly by the driver of this, I guess, a Dodge Charger or Challenger. And in the immediate aftermath, Trump blamed both sides, or he said that both sides had a hand in it, both sides being the extreme right-wing Nazi sympathizing white supremacists, and on the other side the Antifa anti-Nazi left-wing anarchist type, or something, basically. Now I went back and looked, and I found where NBC had reported that both sides indeed had come to Charlottesville looking for a fight. And where the police chief of Charlottesville said that this I think it was called a Unite the Right rally, was gathering, and the crowd started to get a little bigger, and the people protesting them got more vocal, and then the Unite the Right types got more vocal and angry, and that eventually the police chief said that both sides essentially were attacking each other. A lot of one-on-one fights going on. Now, you can make the argument that if the Nazis, in effect, hadn't been there doing this, there wouldn't have been any violence to begin with. But then you can make the argument that any protest anywhere shouldn't be allowed for the potential of violence. Now, the idea that one group of people says, we are superior because of X, and you can fill in the X. In this case, the Nazis is we're white and we're that makes us superior and everybody else inferior. Well, that's no. Rational people understand that not to be true. They also understand that somebody saying black is superior is not true, or Asian is superior is not true. They understand that. There's no master race. But immediately, I mean, it was the level of Trump is supporting the alt-right, the white supremacist, because he's suggesting that someone else might have had a hand in the violence as well. No, well, someone else apparently did. Does that make the white supremacist correct? No. But it means that somebody else apparently was involved as well. So you keep looking for grown-ups to have some sort of rational response to this, but the reporting of it, the fact, and here's what I'm afraid is happening, that in newsrooms, in national media, they're looking at these things and perhaps saying, well, it looks like there was some sort of left-wing militancy as well, but we don't want to talk about that because then it gives credence to what Trump is saying, and we don't want to give credence to what Trump is saying, so we're going to just focus on his critics. That's not honest. It's just not honest. And between now and the 2020 election, I think it's going to be insanity, the likes of which we've never encountered, seen, or endured in this country. It's going to get bad enough going into 2018, but by 2020, I got half a theory that Trump won't run for re-election. Let me tell you why. After 8 years in office, he'd be either 78 or 79 years old. And I'm trying to come to the conclusion that Donald Trump wants to spend that amount of time at his age doing this, when I think it might be in his worldview to say, you know, I've come in, I've spent 4 years, I've made the biggest difference in the history of the presidency, and it's been great. I'm going to tell you, it's great. And then say I'm not going to run again. Waiting until the very last minute to do so. Last possible minute to do so. What do I think the chances of that are? Maybe 40%, 30, 40% right now. But we'll see. Because it just doesn't seem to me that somebody who likes to do the things he likes to do, the way he likes to do them, is going to want to do this for another 7 years. Assuming he got reelected. But the issue of Donald Trump is just overwhelming everything else in the country. We had two Border Patrol agents. One of them killed, the other one injured and hospitalized. And I looked this up yesterday because I thought, where'd that story go? Just imagine if a person coming into the country illegally had been killed by a white rancher, or had been even suspected of being killed by a white rancher. We'd still be hearing a lot about it. So let me see. Border Patrol agent death. Let's see here. Funeral one day ago. Mysterious incident. Border Patrol agent who died in mysterious incident. Mourned at funeral. Let's see. Other than that, when you get past that, it's days ago. Oh, here's the New York Post. It may have been an accident. New York agent's death, Border Patrol agent's death may have been an accident. How? Let me see this. One new media outlet's calling it an ambush. Another one saying it's an accident. Died Sunday from injuries while working Sunday. His partner, named the hospital with critical injuries. He went to check a border sensor that had gone off near Interstate 10 in Van Horn, Texas, radioed colleagues to say humans caused the blip, and then called for backup. His partner found him unconscious, so he called for more help. When fellow agents arrived, both men were knocked out. So, wait a minute. How could this... But local law enforcement say the injuries look like the men fell into a culvert on the moonless night? The injuries were consistent with a fall? Why is the other guy hurt? That's the unknown. What happened to him? If there was a half suspicion that white ranchers had gone down to the border and you found a couple of people illegally coming across the border with head injuries, one dead and one, this would be a national story every day. It's just it would be a national story every day. All right, now, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to ask a question of you folks. I want to see how many people have actually had to deal with something here. Now, Christian Healthcare Ministries, please listen carefully if you're a Christian. And you... are looking, you're sitting at your desk and you're looking at all these papers and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got medical bills. I'm going to have more. I don't know what to do about them. I don't have insurance, or I need to get insurance. There's an alternative to insurance, something that is not insurance that serves people of the Christian faith that might be your answer. Might not be, but it might be. Doesn't work like insurance, works differently. But I'm a member of it, and I think it works fabulously for me and my family, and that's Christian Healthcare Ministries. It is a voluntary cost-sharing ministry. No contracts, no assignment of risk, no nothing, no legal documents to sign to attest that the party of the first part will do X for the party of the second part. No. This is Christian people taking care of each other. That's what it is, in a nutshell. Now, is it there more to it than that? Of course there is. But if you're interested in finding out, wait a minute, he's a member of this, and he says it works, and he's for Christians, and I need to check this out. Well, here's how you do it. You call him at 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225. The website is chministries.org, chministries.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday.
Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollandBranch.com.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. Their families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollandBranch.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
This is Halloran. Next episode, how much of your shopping are you doing online? Cyber Monday and the shift in shopping. We'll talk about that change and what it means. Pop quiz at 4, top 3 at 3. Triple H Radio Experience, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
State your case. I'm George Corder, your host. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. I have a question. Well, I'm going to get to that question later. Here's something first I want to explore. One of the things that is extraordinarily frustrating to most people is taking their car to get it fixed, because that is a challenge. When you let go of that car, are they going to look at it and do it effectively? Are they going to treat you fairly? Are they going to tell you actually what's wrong? Or are they going to tell you something that they think might be wrong, but that's more expensive than what it otherwise could be? What are all of these things that are possible as you're dealing with your car repair? Well, there's a place you can go with assurance that your questions are all going to be answered honestly and that you're going to be taken care of well, and that's Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. For 60-plus years, they've been taking care of East Tennesseans, and they've been in business so long because they do just that. They take care of East Tennesseans. They take care of you for tires and auto repair. Now, if you go to the website, matlocktireservice.com, you'll find everything you could possibly hope to be able to do or see about Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. So I encourage you to do that, and I encourage you to go with confidence to have your car looked after by these folks. Matlock Tire folks they like what they do, and they do it well. Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair in Athens, Lenoir City, Maryville, and Knoxville. Now, what the heck was I going to ask? I was going to ask a question. How'd it get away from me that fast? Oh. This. We're constantly being told that everything we've always done in our whole lives is wrong. What we eat, how we talk, what we believe, everything's wrong. Everything, there needs to be another way to look at it. This one I saw and I thought, well, I got to share this. This I saw the other day, just before Thanksgiving, from on a page called Today's Parent. And here's the headline: Why You Shouldn't Force Your Kids to Hug Relatives. Most of us want our kids, I'll read from the article. Most of us want our kids to be kind and considerate, particularly to family or other people who are important to us. So it's tempting to coax them into giving their grandfather that hug he wants. But when we ignore our children's instincts in these situations, what are we teaching them about consent? Folks, when you come in to your, you got kids, let's say they're 4, 5, 6 years old, and they come, you come over to grandma's and grandpa's house for Thanksgiving, and grandma holds out her arms and says, "Give me a hug." Is it okay with you if your kids go, "No, I don't want to. It makes me feel uncomfortable. It's inappropriate." Not that the six-year-old would say that. But I know this, when my mother said, "Give me a hug," to my son when he was, 3, 4 years old, if he'd have stepped back and said no, he'd have been in trouble. He would have been in trouble. And the idea that And the theory being postulated here is that if you make your kid hug grandma at Thanksgiving, they're not going to be able to say no if somebody wants to take advantage of them when they're 20 years old. Now, folks, at some point, we gotta start treating adults like adults. We got to start acting like adults are adults. We've got to stop treating adults as children. That one line out of Obamacare always used to get to me. Children stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. When you're 26, you've been a legal adult for 5 years. You've been able to vote for 8. But you're a child who needs to be on your parents' insurance. The idea that somebody would be able to say with a straight face, "You shouldn't tell your child to." Now, I understand the converse of this. Perhaps there's an abusive situation. Perhaps Uncle Ernie has been doing things perhaps Uncle Ernie shouldn't do, and that there's an issue there, and I understand that. But you're going to tell every kid in the country, or tell every parent, now you have to feel guilty if you tell your child, "Hey, give grandpa a hug. Give grandma a hug." You're going to have to, you're now supposed to feel guilty as a parent for making that decision. It's just, there's no end to people out there who are willing to tell you exactly how you need to live your life and what you need to do to satisfy them. I just want them to leave us alone. Just want to leave me alone. I want to leave you alone. I want, which I can't have. There's a reason the golden rule is golden. Don't do it to the other person if you wouldn't want it done to you. That's a very simple concept. But the idea that you are now failing as a parent. You can't let your kids go to the park by themselves because you are you're putting him in danger. You can't let your kids ride a bike without a helmet because you're putting them in danger. You can't let your kids tell your kids, hug your grandmother and grandfather because somehow you're depriving them of their right to consent. We're talking about six-year-olds or 7 or 8 year olds for crying out loud. And the left leaves you no alternative. It leaves you no alternative. You have to say no. I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to let you force me into this little cubby hole that you've decided is where I need to live. I'm not going to let you do it. Because it's not a matter of discussing things. It's a matter of if you don't do it the way we're telling you to do it, then you shouldn't be allowed to do it at all. And that kind of mentality is not consistent with a free society. I mentioned last week, there was some place out in California where a guy did some work on his den. And it was $900. Anyway, he didn't get the proper permits to do the work on his home. So he got fined. I think it was $900. That was a fine. Then a few weeks later, he gets a bill for thousands. I think it was $26,000 that the city had contracted with some law firm. And they said the cost of dealing with his permit was $26,000. And when he appealed it, they sent him another bill, this one for $31,000. This is in the United States of America. This is in the U.S. Of course, I'm talking about California, which is only marginally sane. And they leave you no alternative but to say this far and no farther. I've come to this point, and you're not going to push me any further. Now, Mason, my producer, is pushing me to go to a break. And I don't have the ability to say no. I'm going to be pushed here. Okay, you win. But it's something we're talking about. Old Rick Terry Jewelry Design. I can't tell you, because I didn't count them. That's why I can't tell you. The number of people I've had here as guests on this show who have kind of gushed when I've started talking about Rick Terry. And then I've just sat back. I said, well, you go ahead and talk about it. And they've gone on and they've done the whole ad. Extolling the virtues, the abilities, the professionalism, and the thoughtfulness of Rick Terry Jewelry Design and of Rick and all his team. Look, everybody know, to quote Chicago, does anybody really know what time it is? Yes, it's getting close to Christmas time and a lot of other holidays. So, folks, Rick Terry Jewelry Design's place to go. Just go in and look. Even if you're not after something right now, you'll want to go in and look around, because what you'll do is you'll walk away with, all right, graduation, I need to come here. Birthday, need to come here. Anniversary, need to come here. Want to do something special, need to come here. And that here is Rick Terry Jewelry Design. So, go to his website, please. RickTerryJewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com. He wants to be your jeweler. You'll be delighted you made that decision.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. The families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth at Apple Podcast and Google Play.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
I don't have health insurance. I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. And one of the great things about Christian Healthcare Ministries is that it's people sharing to help each other, just like they did in the book of Acts. And it fulfills a biblical verse in the New Testament, Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I've watched this work for other people, and I've experienced it for myself. And when I tell doctors' offices and hospitals, when I'm explaining what it is, inevitably I get this comment. That just sounds too good to be true. You know what? It's true. If you're a Christian and you're thinking, how am I going to deal with my healthcare costs? You should at least investigate Christian Healthcare Ministries. Call 800-791-6225 or go to the web at chministries.org.
When it comes to commercial real estate, the region's leader is NAI Cola RM Moore. They have more than 20 brokers and nearly 4 million square feet of space in their portfolio. Part of what makes this locally owned firm unique is its affiliation with NAI. Maribel Cola, tell us a bit more about that.
We've long been affiliated with NAI Global. This is one of the world's largest networks of commercial real estate offices, with presence in all the major and secondary cities in the industrialized world.
Including Knoxville, of course.
Of course. And NAI is the real estate arm of a much larger company, C3 Capital Partners. C3 offers a fully integrated array of debt and investment services to the real estate world.
Can you bring that down to a local level?
One good example is these resources helped us successfully market and sell one of downtown Knoxville's high-profile bank building towers not too long ago.
NAI Cola RM Moore, commercial real estate experts around the corner and around the world. A few years back, no trip to the grocery store ever ended without lugging jugs or multi-packs of water home. Now, no bottled water in the house. This is Halloran Hilton Hill for Aqua Clear Water Systems. Thanks to a free water test we put in the Kinetico water system, we are beyond happy. And now everything is better. Dishes cleaner, clothes cleaner, food better, all because the water is the best it can be. Call AquaClear at 865-694-1725 or go to AquaClearWS.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
For today, look for lots of sunshine, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, a high temperature of 57. Tonight, with mostly clear skies, we fall back to 31. Frosty, cold start once again to your Monday. Then for your Monday, look for lots of sunshine by the afternoon with a high of 57. 34 Monday night into Tuesday, and then Tuesday with sunshine, we have 62. For the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
On News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. I'm George Corder, your host. And the Crown Plaza Knoxville had a spectacular Thanksgiving buffet. 600 people went through in 3 hours. between 11 and 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to enjoy nothing less than a spectacular feast. And afterwards, nothing to clean up, nothing they had to do, but just somehow roll themselves to their cars and head on home. There is a Christmas buffet as well coming up at the Crown Plaza, Knoxville. What I suggest, because the Thanksgiving buffet sold out a week or a couple weeks in advance, and the Christmas buffet will be wildly popular as well. So here's a suggestion. Monday, which would be tomorrow, call 522-2600, 522-2600, and make your reservations now for the, well, tomorrow, for the Crown Plaza Christmas buffet. Make them before they sell out. The, like I said, Thanksgiving buffet sold out early. Christmas buffet will sell out. It will do well. You will be glad you did this. It is something to behold. You can enjoy your experience. And by gosh, you don't have a thing to clean up. Not a spoon to rinse. Not a plate to put in the dishwasher. All taken care of for you. Crown Plaza Christmas Buffet. You'll wanna get on that. 522-2600. 522-2600. All right, now. Oh. I have a question. This is a personal question I need to ask if anybody's listening. Has anyone listening ever had cracked ribs? You ever cracked a rib or broken a rib? Broken is more severe than cracked. What did you do other than maybe take ibuprofen and put ice on it? Is there anything you could do? Any home remedy anybody's aware of that'll help speed things up? And the reason I'm asking is I've got four of those little boogers on my left side that I managed to have a little bit of an accident and cracked them, according to my primary care physician. And he told me, here's what you do. Take this, do that. I'm just wondering, is there anybody else out there who's ever had this and done something and said, wow, that was really great. I would not have thought to do that. If such a moment has arrived in your life, please, 656-8255, #987, free call on U.S. Cellular, toll free, 800-951-8255. I can tell you that they're not comfortable. I'd prefer not to have to mess around with them, but yeah, it's just the way it is. So if somebody's got a suggestion, I would be appreciative. Oh, here we go. See what Greg's got to say. Hey, Greg.
How are you today, young man?
I'm okay. I mean, I'm not sitting here. It doesn't hurt, but it's not happy if I move certain ways or stuff like that.
My son and I race motocross, and I've broken some ribs doing Superman dives.
Yeah.
Anyways, what I found helps tremendously is to sleep sitting up.
Okay.
Don't lay down.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I have basically been doing that.
That's a must.
Yeah, if you turn to your left or right, neither direction is particularly helpful.
Exactly.
How often have you broken your ribs?
Only once.
You didn't want to do it again, I guess.
You learn quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's not... The thing you're scared of doing, or that I'm scared of doing right now, I don't want to cough and I don't want to sneeze. Either one of those, and somebody's going to be taking me to the emergency room.
Right.
All right.
There's not much you can do about that.
So sleep...
Really, the only help you can do is sleep sitting up.
Sleep sitting up. Yeah. All right. Well, that's I'm glad you called in to tell me that, Greg. I appreciate it. Somebody else maybe has a suggestion here. I never really. These aren't, as I say, not broken, but they're they got little splits in them, and that's not supposed to. It's not supposed to be that way. And I'm just looking forward to however much time it takes till it passes. Let's see, KD's got a suggestion here. I hope KD, how are you?
I'm doing fine, George. I've got a little helpful hint for you that I've used in the past.
What is that, sir?
Well, as you were saying, you know, when you move about, especially at night, when you're not really conscious of turning over and things like that, and when you sneeze and cough, what I did, and I know this sounds crazy, you have someone wrap you rather firmly with saran wrap.
What does that do?
Well, it sort of holds things in place, and you know, it makes you more conscious, and to where when you turn and things like that, things don't move quite as much as what they normally would.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Yeah, it's a function of just keeping, because sometimes I do notice when I'm not paying attention, I'll forget and I'll turn quickly.
Right.
And then I wish I hadn't turned quickly.
Yeah. It's sort of a way to keep you slightly immobilized, you know, in that area.
All right. Wrap in saran wrap. Now, you know, that had not been my first thought of something to do, but if it helps you, maybe it'll help me.
Well, you know, it's really cheap, and, you know, it's easy to do. You might sweat a little bit, but at least it's the cool time of year.
Hey, KD, thanks very much for your call. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, George.
Now, that's interesting. I would not have thought of that. I've been putting ice on it and taking ibuprofen. And the doctor gave me a pain pill. It's not really all that strong. But I don't like taking those things. I just don't. I don't like the way they make me feel. But they're, so I got rid of them. I don't like even having them around. So, somebody else got an idea here. This is good. This is good. I'm glad I brought that up. Little helpful hint corner. I tell you what, while we're getting him lined up, who do I got left? Oh, yeah. My friends at Matlock Tire. And I often, when I'm talking about Matlock, call attention to their website. And that's because I've never seen an easier-to-use website, tell you the truth, where you can do so many things just from the site. You can make so many decisions and schedule so many things and get so much information just from the site. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. And I am... I'm glad Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair advertises on this show because it gives me a chance to brag on them a bit, what they do and the thoughtfulness they take in how they do it and the friendliness of the people that work there. They're like, you know, Jamie Satterfield and I were talking about the old days when you could shake hands with somebody and say, okay, that's it. And, you know, that's just not something you can do anymore for all kinds of reasons. But that's the feeling you get when you're there. That's the atmosphere of the place, that it's just people who care about other people. And they do their jobs taking care of cars with tires and auto repair. And they do it well and they enjoy it. And they like dealing with their customers. And they know, I stood there for a while watching, they know for most of these people by first names, and it's just a nice place to go. And they go to a lot of effort to make sure you'll be comfortable while you're waiting for your car. Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, locations in Athens, Lenoir City, Maryville, and Knoxville. Let them work on your car. See what you think. I bet you'll be back. And we'll be back right after this on State Your Case.
Want to have a stunning, bug-free, shaded room to enjoy the outdoors? Diversified Enclosures and Screen can do that while adding value to your home. Whether you want a new deck with a maintenance-free deck railing system or a screened-in or windowed sunroom, Diversified Enclosures and Screen uses cutting-edge products, and they do business the old-fashioned way with integrity and reasonable prices. From design to installation, the team at Diversified has you covered. Call Diversified Enclosures and Screen now at 453-6780 or online at sunandscreen.com.
I'm with Patrick Kaler of Kaler Landscaping. Wintertime is upon us. Patrick, why do I need to call Kaler Landscaping in the wintertime?
Because I think winter, in my opinion, is the best time to do landscaping. Everything is cheaper then, so my materials are cheaper, my labor is cheaper. Everything is low maintenance. You don't have to water a whole lot. All the plants are dormant. They get rooted in by spring. And in my opinion, it's just the best time to do landscaping.
Yeah, but what if the plants die or something like that?
They're still guaranteed for a year. We replace them for free, labor or materials.
And you come out and give free estimates, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I was wrong. Wintertime is the best time. Let me ask you, what if I just want to redo the whole thing? Can you come out and give me a free estimate on that?
Yeah, we would start from scratch. I would lead you through the whole bidding process from where we would show you the plants, the designs, everything. Same warranty, and all that is free.
All right. So wintertime, good time. Kaler Landscaping, award-winning Kaler Landscaping. Call them at 379-5074. Customer satisfaction, very important detail, 379-5074.
When you've got to go, you've got to go. We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. To state your case, I'm George Corder, your host. This is News Talk 98.7. The news and talk of East Tennessee. This is fascinating. There was, I'm going to get to your call here in just a second, Jim. This talk about Greg Schiano, the Ohio State University defensive coordinator coming to the University of Tennessee, now has, here are the top stories on 247 Sports, state representatives rallying against Greg Schiano. SECCountry.com, Tennessee politician crushes Vol's reported hiring of Greg Schiano. Rocky Top Talk, state representatives reach out to Tennessee to condemn possible hiring of Greg Schiano. This has to do with the fact that there he has some, which he denies, connection or linkage or something with the issues that took place at Penn State University of abuse some years ago. He denies it. But apparently some Tennessee politicians are weighing in on this. So if this guy was... he's not even hired yet, and it's ugly. My gosh. Tennessee and football coaches. Let's get Jim on here. He wants to help me out. Hey, Jim.
Hello, George. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Hey, I had an idea that I was given by a nurse practitioner that I saw and my dentist. It's a little mix, but instead of taking pain pills, they said you mix ibuprofen and acetaminophen instead of two of each, just one of each. And apparently one of them comes out in your liver and the other one comes out in your kidneys, and it's similar strength to a hydrocodone, but it's not a narcotic.
Really?
And my dentist told me I had a problem with a lot of pain. You know how dental pain is.
Yeah.
He said every 3 hours take two acetaminophen, and then on the alternating hours, every three, you take two ibuprofen. That way it never gets out of your system, and you're just alternating. So I took my standard pill box, and every 3 hours I'd open it up. I put two of each in every other one, and then I set my alarm clock. It made a lot of difference to my pain. And if you Google it, don't take my word for it, I think it was a Harvard medical study
right. That
actually reported this.
No kidding.
Yep. So I hope that works for you, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Hey, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate it when people tell me that. I mean, I genuinely do. Because this will surprise you. There are some people who don't like me much. And they don't know me. They just hear me speak or read what I write, and they decide they don't like me personally. And I'm not real sure how people do that, but they seem to do it with some ease. But there are folks that are very kind, very nice. I don't mind the ones where people say, look, I listen to you. I don't agree with you. Sometimes I call and I tell you I don't agree with you. That's fine. That's why it's called State Your Case. But if it's an issue of not liking my opinions, that's fine. That happens. I understand that. So thank you. Thank you for your comments. I appreciate them. Gloria has a comment about bruised ribs. Hey, Gloria.
Hey.
Hi, what you got for me?
You need one of those chest compression wraps. Anytime you can put around your chest, keep those bones in place. You can do a lot better without the bones moving, making pain and stuff. You need one of those
for chest compression wrap. Thank you. We were having a hard time hearing you, but I did get what you said, a chest compression wrap. Well, that's okay. Got the medicine suggestion, got the chest compression wrap suggestion, got the saran wrap suggestion. In good shape here. Can go home and give them a try. All right, next week we are on again. I know this is tough because some weeks we're on it from 12 to 2 and other weeks we're on from 5 to 7. Next week is 5 to 7. And please join us again. Thank you, all you folks, for calling in with these nice suggestions. Appreciate it. This is George Corda. This is State Your Case on News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
You've been listening to State Your Case with George Corda, brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Tune in again next Sunday for State Your Case, right here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
And now, the Marketing Minute. Do you know what link juice is? No, it's not the newest drink that you can buy at the grocery store. But if you're in business and your competitor is drinking lots of it, well, it could mean they're stealing customers from you. Why? Link juice is a term that refers to your website's inbound and outbound links. It helps search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing verify how trustworthy your site is. So, for example, if your site is linked to another with a good page rank, link juice will be carried forward to your site, improving your ranking. At Cumulus Media of Knoxville, we can help your website create link juice. With our powerful new C-suite services, our marketing consultants help businesses improve their ranking. And that's important because higher search ranking usually means more customers and leads for you. Want to find out more about link juice? Call our business office at 212-4529. That's 212-4529. We're Cumulus Media, delivering the best in radio and internet advertising.
Westwood One presents The Ugly Truth with D.L. Ugly.
They seem to be gung-ho on protecting us from people who aren't as dangerous as our domestic terrorists. It was horrible what he did, killing 8 people and mowing down 15 more. The families are all in my prayers. But I think what happened in Vegas was horrendous, too. One, we're acting with urgency, and the other one, we're going, well, that's the best we could do is price of freedom, which is crazy to me.
The Ugly Truth.
at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Don't fight the crowds this Black Friday. Boll & Branch has you covered during our only sale of the year on the world's most comfortable sheets. You get 25% off our already great prices. But it's this weekend only. Don't wait. Go to BollandBranch.com right now. Save 25% at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Again, 25% off right now at BollandBranch.com.
So, you've got a smartphone. These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
In a 3-0 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration. Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee.
On 98.7 WOKI-FM, Oliver Springs, Knoxville.